Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The strong beat of a pure heart. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Mark 7:6. A coat of paint can conceal a jagged crack, and as the saying goes, you can't judge a book by its cover. Similarly, the way people act does not necessarily explain the motives behind their actions. Jesus had a way of penetrating to the heart of things, of tearing off the mask to see the motive. As a result, he came into growing conflict with the hypocritical religious leaders of his day. F.B. Meyer analyzes the heart condition at the root of the Pharisees' problem. Walk with F.B. Meyer, an English pastor who cared for the needy. It is a natural tendency of the human heart to reduce its religious life to an outward and literal obedience, while its thoughts continue unhampered. In the life of true holiness, everything depends on the control of the thoughts, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. And Jesus put evil thoughts first in the black category of the contents of the evil heart. That the hands should be often washed, that household vessels should be kept cleansed, that there should be decorum and neatness in the outward life, all these customs are good. But you should ask yourself whether you are not more eager for the outward than the inward cleanliness. Create in me a pure heart should be your constant prayer. Today's New Testament reading is Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 23.
Mark 7. The Pharisees and some of the teachers of the law, who had come from Jerusalem, gathered around Jesus and saw some of his disciples eating food with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. The Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands a ceremonial washing, holding to the tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash, and they observe many other traditions, such as the washing of cups, pitchers, and kettles. So the Pharisees and teachers of the law asked Jesus, "Why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders instead of eating their food with defiled hands?" He replied, "Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. As it is written, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules.' You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to human traditions." And he continued, "You have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own traditions. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and 'Anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death.' But you say that if anyone declares that what might have been used to help their father or mother is korban, that is, devoted to God, then you no longer let them do anything for their father or mother. Thus you nullify the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down, and you do many things like that." Again, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen to me, everyone, and understand this. Nothing outside a person can defile them by going into them. Rather, it is what comes out of a person that defiles them." After he had left the crowd and entered the house, his disciples asked him about this parable. "Are you so dull?" he asked. "Don't you see that nothing that enters a person from the outside can defile them? For it doesn't go into their heart, but into their stomach, and then out of the body." In saying this, Jesus declared all foods clean. He went on, "What comes out of a person is what defiles them. For it is from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come: sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and defile a person."
It's easier to maintain clean hands than a pure heart. And because the mind is a private domain, no one may notice whether your thought life is pure or polluted. No one, that is, except God. Listen to your heart. What do you hear? a clean, strong heartbeat of devotion, or the confused rhythm of a heart far from God, right now might be a good time for some cleansing prayer.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.